From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenya responds to last week's school massacre with airstrikes in Somalia. Kenyan warplanes Sunday and Monday launched attacks on two al-Shabaab camps in southern Somalia following the militant-claimed massacre of a northeast Kenyan school that left nearly 150 people dead Thursday. A Kenyan defense spokesman said the camps were destroyed. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked if the U.S. was involved.
I can tell you that the United States is working closely with Kenya to support their efforts to both investigate the terrible act of terrorism that we saw at the end of last week, but also to help them prepare a response in a way that better secures their country.
Speaking with VOA Monday, Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed urged Kenya to avoid drastic measures in its effort to halt cross-border attacks. He objected to calls to deport all Somali refugees from Kenya or build a wall along the Kenyan-Somali border. Fierce clashes raged in southern Yemen Monday between Shia Houthi rebels and forces loyal to the country's president. Witnesses say a foreign warship shelled targets in and around Aden, while Saudi-led coalition airstrikes targeted an airbase north of the city and the capital, Sana'a. Hundreds of foreigners were able to be evacuated by ship Monday, including this Indian national.
The Yemen was very beautiful. We love the Yemen. Because there is some problem here, we are going to leave Yemen. Inshallah, we'll come back within 2-3 months. Everything is okay. We are very happy in Yemen. Exactly, we don't have any problem. Our management was handling very good. Still now, we are very happy as going to India.
Chinese, Pakistani, and Sri Lankan nationals were also able to leave. A Russian plane evacuated 160 others. The U.S. urged all Americans to shelter in secure locations until they are able to leave. This is VOA News. The U.N. Security Council Monday called for the evacuation and protection of thousands of Palestinian refugees trapped in a camp under siege by Islamic State fighters near the Syrian capital, Damascus. Dinar Kawar is Jordan's U.N. ambassador and current Security Council president.
The members condemned in the strongest terms the grave crimes committed by Daesh and Jabhat al-Nusra against 18,000 civilians in the camp and emphasized the need that such crimes do not go unpunished. The members called for the protection of civilians in the camp, for ensuring humanitarian access to the area, including by providing life-saving assistance, and ensure safe passage and evacuation of the civilians.
Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, pleaded with the parties fighting in Syria not to drag Palestinian civilians into the civil war. Facing strong criticism of the framework nuclear agreement with Iran, President Obama continued to promote its effectiveness in reining in Tehran's nuclear ambitions. His Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, who was part of the Swiss negotiations and is a nuclear physicist, met with reporters Monday to the White House, describing the constraints on Iran as longstanding.
This is not an agreement for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years. It is a long-term agreement with a whole set of phases. And if Iran earns over this time period trust and confidence in their peaceful objectives, well, then over time, the constraints will, in phases, ease up, but never get lower than the additional protocol and all of the access that it provides. So that's the way we think about it. It's not a fixed-year agreement. It's a forever agreement in a certain sense with different stages.
Mr. Obama Monday said he would continue to work with U.S. partners to address what he called Iran's destabilizing activities in the Middle East. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says his government will work with Kurdish authorities to liberate the northern province of Nineveh from Islamic State militants. Iraq Kurdistan President Masoud Barzani spoke alongside Mr. Abadi, saying both sides agreed to form a committee of military and security experts. Malaysia's lower house of parliament passed a measure that revives detention without charge for terrorism suspects, a move human rights workers decry as a step backward. A report released on the 21st anniversary of the genocide in Rwanda criticized flawed decision-making by the international community for failing to contain the wanton killing in 1994. The report, the work of a multinational conference that took place last year at The Hague, sponsored by the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum and The Hague Institute for Global Justice. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.